Blog Talk Radio.
The NYC Today online magazine evolves. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Live in New York, but broadcasting everywhere. NYC Today, live talk radio, hot topics, family and relationships, interviews with interesting people, music from amazing artists that you may not have heard on the radio until now, and so much more. Now for your host, Janelle, and her co-hosts, Lauren, Kim, Unique, and Sandman.
Hey everybody, it's Janelle, and I'm so excited. We'll be talking about, I'm calling this the last review of the Mayweather and Paco fight. And we'll also be talking about how to predict your future happiness. And as always, we want to say a big happy birthday to everyone that had a birthday. Uku Amenaik, Julian Roberts, happy birthday. And we also want to say happy birthday to our cast members, Unique and Kim. They both will be celebrating their birthday or tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's y'all going to do for y'all birthdays?
Oh, the turn-up started yesterday.
I'm supposed to go out to eat tomorrow. I'm not quite sure. Ashton and Simpson, they have a restaurant out there. I think it's in Harlem. That's how we go out there to eat. Yeah.
That sounds good. We're going to try to do something big for them later, too. So, anyway, y'all can stay tuned for that. But we just want to wish them, it's just so funny that they both have birthdays tomorrow. So we're just really happy to have them as a part of the show. We want to tell them we love them from the show. But everybody who celebrates their birthday all week long, we got a song for you. Woo-woo-woo, happy birthday!
Celebrant, where are you? Show yourself. Where are you?
Hip, 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 hey.
Pop your wine,
today and tomorrow and just celebrate the whole month, why don't you? Oh, my goodness. Today we are going to cover so much. Lauren, Kim, Unique, what's up?
Hey.
What are we going to cover today, Lauren? Today our hot topics come from the New York Today magazine, including how long to hide your crazy in a new relationship. Yeah, we got to definitely talk about that. The last review of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. What was that about? And how to predict your future happiness. I really like that topic. I'm ready for it. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? And all this is coming up after this song. Last week, you got Miss MG Flority, so I'm going to play it for you guys. My favorite song on his album, Believe. Believe.
Believe it.
Elite Daily, Lauren Martin, poses the question, exactly how long, ladies, do we hide the, well, for guys too, must you hide the crazy in your new relationship? Kim, how long did you hide your crazy?
My crazy came out from hello. No need to hold on to that. We need to let them know what they working with from go.
Oh, my goodness. You know, some people, you know, really are crazy, but this article is talking about just hiding little things that you normally keep on good behavior. Man, I don't know. What you ladies think about, you know, what do you guys think? How long should you wait?
I'm with Kim. Was it Kim that Kim said that? I don't have my crazy. They get to see my stuff in the very beginning. I mean, normally on a regular date, it's no crazy to show. You know, dinner, movie, it ain't no crazy to show. But today, guys want to hang out and, like, meet you at your house and stuff like that. The crazy come out from day one. If I'm going to yell at my son, I'm going to yell at my son.
Yes, right.
That's it. You shouldn't have came, you know, you shouldn't be at my house on day three if you don't want to see me yell at my son. Go ahead.
I was going to say, if you didn't know from go that, you know, something's different, I'm a little touched, you need to know that from conversation one, because after that, all bets are off. What are you going to do? You going to run? No need to wait until the last minute and you all tied up and then realize, oh, wait a minute, you crazy. No, I need to let you know that from go. And I would like to appreciate it if you let me know that from go.
Oh, God. You, me, how long did you have your crazy?
I would say the first month. I feel like there's a certain level, like, you have to keep to yourself, you know? But I would say a month. It took me about a month, yeah.
A month, yeah. See, that's so sweetheart. Because when I answered it, I was laughing because I don't think there's a crazy bone in her body, but I'm sure her boyfriend, you know.
We have the same birthday. I have to disagree. There are probably a few crazy bones in her body.
Okay. You need to have been having her for a while, so. Well, we're not dating, so. They talking about boyfriend and girlfriend relationships, lovers relationships, you know, your lover relationships. And, I mean, me personally, I just be myself. So, and maybe that's why I'm still single.
Now, one thing that I read in the article was to be good until you meet his family. Now, I do agree, you should be on your best behavior. Don't go ahead and embarrass him in front of his family.
Mm-hmm.
If you got one of them ticks that you know is a tick, don't shut it down. Shut it down. You just meet your family, shut it down, let them get to know you, let them get to like you, and then let the little things come out. I got to agree. I let him know from the jump, but I'll hold it back for his family.
Just
of course. Yeah, I think that's important. I think, you know, respect of the other person's family is just like, it can be a deal breaker in a relative home. Like, you have
to. It is a deal breaker in the Relaford house.
Yeah, I mean, like, my family is real easy. Like, they pretty, my mom and dad are very easy parents. So if you act crazy, it's probably you disrespected the family. And I can't, it's like disrespected me. So, you know,
not all the story. Remember, Unique and Kim, y'all got to listen up. I brought this guy to my house, and remember, Janelle, I told you he shook mama and daddy hands with two of his fingers,
ooh,
with his thumb and his index finger.
I remember that.
My daddy was like, why don't you just go on a date? I was like, I'm not going nowhere. He can leave.
He's shaking y'all hands with two fingers. What? I was in college. I didn't get to meet him. But I heard about it.
Like they was dirty.
Oh, man. So, you know, I know you guys can relate. Okay, so we're talking about just innocent crazy. Like, oh, you know, I have a, I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat. You know, something that's like controversial to your normal way of being. And you would say, ah, oh, they crazy for thinking like that or crazy for talking like that or those views are crazy. That's a little innocent, different, like we're just different people type of crazy. But what about when you meet a person that is, like, really crazy? Like, has anyone met, I have met my share, but I want to hear about what you guys. Have you met someone, went on a date, and they let that crazy come out, and it was like, to you, danger crazy? Any stories? Because I got one.
Wait, Anchor?
I want to hear Quiet, Unique story. I know she got one. Come on, Quiet, Unique.
I've never been on a date like that.
That's because, you know, let me tell y'all a unique secret.
Jumped out of the table, right?
This is a good tip for y'all, okay? Unique, I'll try to take lessons from her. Her boyfriend, I hope she don't mind me saying this, her boyfriend that she has now, she made him wait to court her for like 3 months. That is enough time for you to like really talk to them and really hear what they're saying and really kind of know them. By the time you go on a date with them, you are really, really aware. They can't hide everything because they get relaxed over 3 months. She's really young, but you're really smart. So that's why she probably never run into that. But me, a guy asks me out, and I think he's hot or whatever, I'll go out with him the next week. I be crazy, like a lot of crazy, because I don't wait to, like, get to know them first. So I'm going to start subscribing. Actually, I have to start subscribing to that, like really talking to them. I don't know if I can wait to date them that long, but I've definitely subscribed to really getting to know a person before you go out, because these days you have to. We're making fun of, like, you know, let your crazy out, but there are some real crazy people out there. Real seriously, before we move on to the next thing, real seriously, there's some real crazy out there. There's people who, you know, have venereal diseases that are looking for people to hurt and stuff like that. There's all kinds of different crazy out there. So mm-hmm. Be careful in your dating. Be careful from NYC today to your ears. Be careful when you go out and when you meet new people in the single life, if you are still in the single life. Be careful. Be careful. And as for you and your little innocent crazy, hold it up. Lock it up for the family. All right, so next up.
Or at least until he's in love, right? At least that's what the article says.
Yeah, at least until you, yeah, because me and you. You got it.
I don't know. Crazy from go. Let them know what you're working with. I don't know. The first, like, I personally feel like the last paragraph of this article, the first 10 seconds, because you need a man who's crazy enough to deal with you. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like
those
that.
Relationships are passionate.
Huh?
Those relationships are passionate. Remember Al?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember him. He was very passionate.
I'm
going to
leave that alone. I'm not even. just call me Al. Okay, so when we come back, we'll find out what this landlord is saying about using blacks to capitalize on gentrification. Oh, yeah, we'll be back.
All right.
Whoa, la 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 la. Closer look.
All right, we're back, and you know, that last commercial, of course, that was MG Florentine with his hit single Crisis, and the last commercial, I actually loved it on video. The girl herself was asking, "Have you seen this girl?" And her, she was showing her own picture, and at the end. And it didn't really, I don't know whether it really went over as well on the radio, but anyway, that commercial, basically, the girl herself was asking people, have you seen her? And no one was really looking at the picture. And in the future, we're going to do some things to help find missing children in the future, so stay in with us with that. But we're back, guys, and this, Sandman couldn't be with us today, so we all going to talk about Mayweather with you, Kim, so.
Yeah, that was a fight. I'm not exactly sure if it was a great fight, per se, but it was a fight.
You know what? I didn't expect that from you, Kim. I thought you was going to be like, it was great, and I don't know why they hate me.
No.
It was fixed.
It was was a lot of ducking and moving, and could have been a lot more punches thrown. Just not a, yeah. I was not very impressed with either one of them, actually. It was a fight.
Oh.
I think I've seen a better fight at the riots with the mom and the kid, but that's just me.
Well, of course, I didn't look at the fight. Kim had a big old fight party. I didn't get to look at the fight when it was happening. I did get to look at the fight via Mayweather, like, kind of documentary. So, of course,
okay.
I'm positive that the fight was painted more in his light. I'm a fan of Mayweather, and from the pieces that I saw, Paco just didn't compare. However, I did understand what you guys mean when y'all say it wasn't as hype, you know, it wasn't blood and gore, like nobody got knocked out, you know, nobody was in a hospital or anything. It wasn't like, you know, a hardcore drama, Mad Max, you know, and it wasn't at home. It was...
No, it wasn't a lot of hardcore drama, but I can honestly say Mayweather stayed true to his form fighting. He's a more, I'm going to do it with my body. I'm going to do it with my shoulder. I'm going to throw it in. For the hype that they gave this fight, no, I'm sorry. Somebody should have hit the mat.
Yeah, and I think that's what y'all wanted.
Of course. Of course, for the hype that came in behind this fight for the last, I don't know, 2-3 months, it should have been the fight of the century that we were looking for. But Mayweather stayed true to his form, and we can't really complain about his fighting style. He's no Tyson, no, I'm sorry. And I could honestly say, he sure isn't a Muhammad Ali. So...
Well, Tyson, Muhammad Ali, and definitely in a class. From what I understand, Mayweather is more of a smooth person on the floor. Like, you know, he tire you out, and he punch you, and he miss all your shots. Like, you're not going to hit me, I'm going to punch you.
No,
you're
not
going to punch
me. I'm going to throw my shoulder. I'm going to block this so good. I'm going to just throw my shoulder in. His shoulders take a lot more of the fight than the pressure and the hits than anything else. So he's learned how to get that shoulder in there and block those punches.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what everybody was saying. And it was, I heard a gentleman say, well, he does, like you said, he doesn't do anything different than what he always did. And that if Paco was a better fighter, he would have made him do more. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
He proved that he's a better fighter because he threw more punches than Paco did during the fight. And he punches that landed during the fight. And he was able to make Paco miss all of those punches, because on the documentary I saw Paco's arms never touching him, like no shoulders, no nothing, like his arms was not reaching him. And they were saying, well, Paco got really short arms.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I was like, you know, that's not his fault that he, you know, that Paco got short arms. But what I thought was really more of a big deal was after the fight, so many people were giving Paco the excuse for why he lost. Like, oh, he had an injury in which he did not report before the fight, you know? And they kept saying, you did not report that. And this other guy, I wish I knew names, but I'll be more in the sports, so I'll be able to say names. But one of the sports advocates for boxing, he said that he believed the injury was probably light, enough not for him not to mention. And with all the shots he was missing, like when you throw a hard punch and you miss, it would aggravate your arm. It's not landing on anything. It's just like
You know, it's like you're throwing your arm constantly with no impact to cushion the blow, you know, cushion the blow from your, you know, your shoulder, you know.
Yes,
so I think that that probably did happen, but it's like not an excuse. If he was doing all the hype magic of what he was going to do to Mayweather, and Mayweather was supposed to be afraid of him and all this stuff, then you would think that he would have fought harder, but he did not fight harder. He did not land most of his punches. And so we could say, oh, Mayweather, he was born, but Mayweather did what, from what I understand, he always does. And unless, if you're a better fighter, you're supposed to make Mayweather do more. You're supposed to pull him out of his comfort zone. He was very comfortable beating you with doing nothing.
I don't know. Let's see what the callers have to say. We'll open up the phone lines. No profanity, please. You can call in at 347-205-9920. Again, that's 347-205-9920. And remember to press 1 to join the conversation. I don't know, Janelle. This, it was a lot of build-up for nothing.
You know, y'all, like that four-part documentary that Mayweather had, like, what, for real? Four-part documentary? Like, if he had a lost the fight, even though the fight was boring, if he had a lost the fight, it just would have just been weird, right?
Right.
A four-part
but because
documentary,
he won a fight.
It looks weird.
I think it hurts when you win and the world don't want to give you credit. You know what I mean? I think it hurts. You won the fight. People were talking, I'm about to cuss almost. People were talking crap about you before the fight. You scared of this little grinning Filipino man. You scared. You get in the ring, you fight him. You don't even have to sweat. Paco fans are saying Paco was sweating, and Mayweather was not. That ought to tell you something.
It seemed fixed to me. It seemed fixed, like it was designed for Mayweather to win.
From go.
It
seemed
fixed
by first punch. But Laura, why
was so boring? It was fixed, and they didn't know how to put on a good show.
Yeah.
Come on, man, a four-part documentary,
a whole 3 months of build-up and watching you do your workouts and everything else, and that's what you get. Yeah, Laura, I could agree with that. And
they want a rematch. What do y'all think about that?
It's not going to be enough.
It's not worth it.
Do y'all think it's not? Do you think it's gonna happen?
No, I don't think so. I feel as though Pacquiao, he gave Mayweather a run for his money. You know, he did do that. You know, but at the end of the day, I already knew who was gonna win. You know, I knew Mayweather was gonna win it.
Uh-huh.
I already knew. You know.
Did you think he was gonna win it fairly, or did you think it was fixed? Regardless. Or do you think regardless that we're going to give it to him, whether he actually worked for it or not?
Well, in my opinion, I felt as though, well, throughout the beginning, kind of halfway throughout the fight, I felt as though Pacquiao, he was going to win. I'm like, okay, he got this, you know, because it felt as though he had him in a corner. He kept putting him in a corner. So I said, well, he got this. You know, he was getting a few hits in, but it was like the last round, that's when I knew it was over. All right, it was over.
Well, Carlos, Pacquiao and Mayweather, this is our last review. That's what I meant. We're not going to talk about it no more past this one. So if you want to talk about it with us, you got to, well, you already sitting on the line, but you have to press 1 to let me know you want to, because I don't want to hear silence when I click on the mic and then you don't say anything. So press 1. I'll see your number light up, and I bring you in. But anyway, nobody's writing a number. So, my synopsis is that I love Mayweather. And I think Mayweather did a good job, but I didn't watch the actual fight, so I don't really care. But the cool girls, Unique and Kim and Lauren, they all watched it. So you see what they think. Anyway, hope you enjoy our first sports session edition to the NYC today. Oh, gosh.
The girls' version.
The diva version.
I know. At this point, they probably tied her out to view session on the fight, the view about sports, you know. So at this point, we're going to hold tight for a minute. We'll be right back. We're going to have a little break for music.
Yeah. We're going to have a little break. Let's pull up by Plain Jane.
Pull up.
Like money every time that I pull up. Be all in their feelings, they be so little sick in their mouths, rough or whoop. Tell me what it is, what it be like. Come through my room with my. And I'm not gonna stop till my hair is longer and my ass is bigger. And thicker, black and biggest. Cause I'm on it. I'm all about my cheese macaroni. I roll around low with a boom. Could there be a rock that be phony? And that's facts. Boomerang acts. Better could get mixed. I put them in the plans, guarantee coming right back.
Right back.
Let me tell my shit now. I swear I'm not looking, started for nothing. Now I'm taking
that's
off.
Why
I'm walking and talking and acting like money. For me, keep them around me. They ain't dangerous, my name in the scene. The way I do my thing, it's like I'm working with a triple beam.
Hot up.
I look like big, roller. Bad, baby, better pickers in the finish. Could be y'all play it's like fruit, roller. Don't be front and I dodge in my taxi. I do this for the city and all my normal. Reffer to well, I piss good. Cover you well, what it do, my.
From a no, and no, I don't play. You know what I know, and you know what I said. That's law, man. No feelings involved, my nigga. Everything raw, man. No cut on my teeth. Pure base, butter, sick. Itty bitty pretty, still thick. I be driving these sick. Crazy in love, Yancey and Jay Z. Kim Yates, wish I had a baby. I done had to dumb it down, now you get my sound. Pick the right track, or you hear me now. Better hop on his wave, swim or drown. I don't save if you miss your ass.
Pull up.
over here rocking out like crazy.
I like that. I like that. Who was that?
Plain Jane with Pull Up.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah. I like that. Like Sandman, crazy. Thanks. That's one of Sandman's people. Thank you. That was hot. I was over here rocking in my chair. Oh, my goodness, guys. On the site, on New York, NYC, I always want to call it New York City Today, on NYC Today, we have featured Inc.com's Kevin Dahm has some interesting ideas about how to predict your future happiness. And I read this article. I like this article. I love practical advice. I love it when someone gives you practical advice that's useful and not some air in the sky type stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you need your spiritual stuff and you need, you know, things that are telling you happiness is having joy in every moment. But you need some things that you can really hold on to, like getting a job or a hobby that you really, really enjoy to get you up every day. That's something you can do. If you can't get the job, you can get the hobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the idea of predicting your happiness by doing something that makes you happy. You know what I mean? Like, you can say, okay, I'm going to be happy today. All I want to do is be happy. Well, you can make a list of things you know you can actually do to be happy. You know, mm-hmm. like my list includes Hershey's pie.
The campaign
so
for gluten.
So anytime I feel bad, I go get some. I have to get them as a sponsor because I just saw my Hershey pie. Oh, my God, let me get depressed. I got us some Hershey pie, okay? Anyway, what y'all do?
We got to start calling Janelle every morning. She got Hershey pie.
I actually have some.
All right. So back to the article, man.
So you enjoy the company of the people around you. That's number two. Number two, enjoy the company of people around you like we're doing right now. We are cracking up at Jay's Hershey Pie happiness.
I was just about to say the same thing. That's not Hershey Pie.
Read my man, boo. Read my mind. You know, if we don't have positive people around us, one thing that I really love doing is finding a mentor.
Yeah.
Find somebody to mentor you. Mm. And if you like everybody around me just sucks, you know, they just want to talk about how money go fast and da 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 da. Find a mentor. Meetup.com.
Yeah.
We need to get them as a sponsor too. Meetup.com.
Oh, yeah. I love Meetup.com. Because you can meet people that's wanting to do things you enjoy, you know, that they enjoy. So y'all all doing the same thing. You know what, I tried to be unique to go to this. I went to a meetup for movie goers, for movie lovers in New York. And after the movie, they go out to dinner and they talk about the movie emphatically. Like, as much as I talk about the movie, like, you know, like some people love movies. You enjoy the movies. But some people love movies. They like to cut it up and break it apart and dissect the directing. I went out with people like that. And I was like, wow, they actually have 30 other people like this. You know, because I thought I was an eyeball, you know? So it is a good idea to find people who resonate
the things that you love, the things that you're doing.
Yeah. And people that don't.
The next thing on his list to get happy is number three, is learn something new every day.
Mm.
I don't know how easy that is, but I think some people could do it. I don't know. What y'all think? Can you learn one new thing every day?
I think so. You could. I definitely pick up a new book. You know, pick up a book and read a new chapter of it. You can start learning new languages, which I'm working on. Standing.
Oh, I do that.
That's true.
Or even from people, you can learn from others as well.
Yeah. YouTube education.
Yeah. Yeah, see how calmly we're talking about this? This is practical advice. That's what I was saying from the beginning. I love you, Kevin. You I love you. This is practical advice. This is something people can really do.
It's easy. It's and the thing is, the only thing stopping you from being happy is you. Well,
because get happy.
Our time is really up. This is a short one of our short shows today, but we have enjoyed our time with you. Everybody, greet the people who say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye to the people.
A happy birthday to all the women and men and children. Enjoy.
Hey, Unique and Kim. Bye.
Happy season.
Happy birthday, Unique.
Thank you.
We're out. Bye.
Peace out.
Our time is up. We'll be back next week. But if you've acquired an addiction,
you can't. You can't give in. You can't give in!
I love NYC today. Oh my God. I just love you guys.
Okay, go ahead then. Follow NYC Today Live Talk Radio now.
Push it! Push it! You can do it! Push the blue button!
And follow us everywhere.